This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Runners are gathering again for the Boston Marathon today, and it's no exaggeration to say that this year's running of the nation's oldest and most prestigious marathon will be like no other before it. And that's due to the tragedy that will be on the minds of runners and spectators alike, and which occurred just 1 year ago. Last week, the city of Boston marked the one-year anniversary of the bombings that killed three people and injured hundreds, striking a balance of somber commemoration for the victims and resilience of the people who refused to let the terror of that day keep them from running and cheering again. One of those determined to return to the Boston Marathon is Vermonter Ryan Polly of Williston, who was nearing the end of the race last year when the bombs went off. Polly joined me in our VPR studios last week to talk about his plans to run again in this year's race. Ryan Polly, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, take us back to last year, if you would. Where were you on the race course when the bombs went off?
Well, I was nearing the finish line when the race was stopped. So I had just passed the 1 mile mark, and everything kind of came to a complete halt.
1 mile to go, you mean?
Right.
Before.
Right, sorry. I had 1 mile left to go.
Now, did you hear the explosions or see any of the chaos in front of you?
I heard a couple of sounds that actually at the time I thought was either cars backfiring or fireworks. I mean, you know, there's so many people there that you don't really know what's going on. So I remember hearing the sounds and looking off to my right thinking, what was that? But of course, we kept running.
How then were you stopped from getting to the finish line? I mean, were there officers running out saying, everyone stop, we can't let you through anymore? What happened?
It was a little bit weird because we kept running, and the first sign was a siren that was coming up behind us. And so all of the runners sort of just parted the road, basically like you would if you were driving, for the ambulances and the police. And my first thought was maybe someone had a heart attack at the finish line. So we just kept running. And the next thing you know, here's more sirens and more sirens. And at that point, it was like, okay, something big has happened. Nobody really told us to stop. And actually, some runners kept running until eventually, it's kind of like when you're driving on the interstate and there's a sudden stop. That's sort of what happened. You just kept running. And then suddenly, there's that massive amount of people and there was nowhere to go.
What did you do then?
My first thought was, where is my family? So I didn't carry my phone. I actually made a conscious intention not to carry my phone because I wanted to be as light as possible. And I immediately started looking for people that had a phone so that I could call. And finally, I found a woman who was willing to let me use it. And we just kept trying and trying and trying until I got a hold of my partner, Kel, and our, at the time, our one-year-old, just to make sure they were okay.
Now, eventually, when you got back to Vermont, you decided to organize a 5K event to support the bombing victims. How did that event go, and what compelled you to take that action?
I was supposed to have a party on the Saturday following Boston, celebrating my accomplishment. And I looked over at Kel, and I was just like, I can't celebrate. We can't have a party. Woke up the very next morning, so that Tuesday morning, and I said, I'm going to run. And so it really started with more, I'm going to go run a 5K, to, you know, putting a Facebook invite out, to then, you know, talking with media, and it grew to what it grew to. And a couple of local organizations supported so that we could make it be what it was. And we ended up having close to 1,000 people out there at the waterfront running that day.
Did you make connections with people in Boston from last year's race or from those efforts you just talked about with the 5K to, you know, get the money to those people? And are there new friends in your life, let's say, from this?
Oh, most definitely. In fact, I'm really excited. There's this Facebook page called the 5700, and there was 5,700 of us that didn't get to finish the race. And so we've come together. There's probably 400 or 500 people on that page, and a good 30 of them that I've really grown close with. And we talk almost daily, and we've really been sharing our journey. We actually have a group picture on that Monday morning that we're going to do together. And so those groups, and then I met several local runners as well. I think my running friendships have definitely gotten a lot bigger.
You mentioned that your partner, your family was with you last year. Will they be with you again this year?
Not this year. We actually have a big family. And so she's going to stay home. We have our youngest is 2, and we have 2 13-year-old boys. And you know, it's a lot of emotions to go back in general. And our decision was more stay home with the kids and celebrate from afar versus being, she'd have to be on her own with the kids. And that's hard to do.
Well, why is it important for you to go back this year?
First and foremost, it's to be able to show the world, I suppose, that we're not afraid, that this kind of thing isn't going to stop people from celebrating and from doing what they're passionate about and from being fit and healthy. So that's, for me, the first most important thing. Secondly, It's really about me being able to finish what I started. I didn't get to finish that race, and I've worked even harder this year to get to finish. So it's about, you know, putting that chapter behind and opening up a new chapter.
How will you mentally keep from thinking about last year's events as you concentrate on such a difficult physical and really mentally challenging race?
I don't think I will keep from thinking about it. I mean, it's been on my mind. I think for me, it's more that juggling act between the nervousness, the fear, the what if something happened again type of thing, and the I'm not going to let that stop me from being, again, healthy, fit, and inspiring others. And a lot of people have said I have an inspiring story. So I think I'll carry it with me. I'll think about it, and I'll also think about the task at hand, and that'll just push me through.
And you were so close last year. I understand that it would have been your first complete marathon.
Yeah. Yeah, it was supposed to be my first marathon. I have a rare blood condition, and it's something that, in fact, a lot of people who have this condition are like, how are you running? Because a lot of people don't even exercise, and it can really be a pretty disabling condition. And so for me, it was my crowning moment to say that condition isn't going to stop me. And so now it's even more important that I cross this finish line.
Ryan Polly is running in the Boston Marathon. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.